Hi, I'm Chris Lopez, and this is Adams State Football with head coach Levi Gallis. We have a special guest with us today. Coach, go ahead and introduce our special guest.
Yeah, so we went all the way through the roster, and we ended up with this last one.
The OG.
I'd like to introduce this. I brought my father with me. We call him Coach OG.
Dan Gallis, pleasure to see you, Coach.
Thank you for having me. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you. We're going to talk about Coach. We're going to talk about your career. We're going to talk about Adams State football. Let's talk about the Spud Bowl game, Coach. We have the 79th annual Spud Bowl game this Saturday, Rexfield.
Yeah, I know. As a player, I distinctly remember it as kind of, what is this? Like, what are we doing?
Do I get potatoes?
How does this all work? And now it's kind of just been, it's been a neat tradition that I believe the San Luis Valley, Adams State football has kind of embraced over the years, and just being able to kind of give back, but at the same time continue this tradition in our schedule.
Yeah, no, one of the things I wonder about, though, you know, because RG Bank sponsors this podcast, and RG Bank is in the middle of potato country there in Mata Vista, Rio Grande County. So I'm wondering what RG Bank, our lead sponsor here, might be doing on Saturday for that Spud Bowl game. We're going to have to ask Joel about that. Maybe they're giving potatoes out or something.
I'll take them. I've had a couple farmers bring some potatoes to my house. And shoot, we've been cooking them up every single night. It's delicious.
Hey, I want to talk to the OG.
Yeah, go ahead.
Coach Gallis, a little bit.
Yes, sir.
About your experience here on campus with your son, just being part of the coaching staff here at Adams State. I don't know if you two have coached together before. And I don't know. I mean, that's a nice relationship, but it's great to have you here on the sidelines with Coach Gallis.
Yeah, we have coached together at one time when we were at Ponderosa High School for a little bit. And actually, I'm an alumni. I got my master's here, spent two summers at Adams, so I know the town a little bit, even though I was quite young and sometimes didn't even have an automobile and I was walking to places. But I enjoyed my time at Adams during the summer times. But in terms of experience, I don't know if we have quite a bit that much time.
Right.
it goes way back.
You have four decades at least.
Yes, sir.
Coaching experience, high school, college.
Yes.
But I'm really curious on why you accepted this position with Coach Gallis, Adams State first year. Give us a little bit there and why you came on. I don't know if it's because
family is important and family asked.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest reason. Asked and wanted help, and I was we had to talk to his mother first and ask her.
Yeah, I asked her first.
She gave the okay. And so that's the biggest reason. It's a great experience. It's I've enjoyed every moment of it. I've enjoyed the upper level of football rather than high school. The type of you're dealing with a little bit older kids, young adults, men even, and trying to get them to play at a high level.
Well, you know, you've had a lot of success too, Coach, at the high school level, college level, state championships, runner-up state championships. You've coached at a lot of high schools. We're going to talk a little bit more about your career, but let's talk a little bit about Black Hills State, the Spud Bowl game, what you're seeing there, Coach, as you go into this Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we're excited because it's going to be senior day, so we're going to be honoring the seniors right before the game. We're also kind of doing something a little special with our helmets and reminiscing a little bit on our history of who we are and where we've been, and so you'll see a different logo on our helmet, but specifically talking about Black Hills, I think you see another reason why the RMAC is such a great conference. It's just top to bottom. It's talent everywhere. And we've got one of the best wide receivers coming in this weekend from Black Hills, a dude that, you know, he could be triple covered. They're still going to throw it to him. And so they're real talented on offense in that sense. And then defensively, that front, their linebackers, they do a really good job on their run fits. And you know, we're going to have to be smart about when and where we pick our battles. battles and making sure that we continue to push this program in the right direction.
You know, we saw the Grizzlies come out really fast last week in Fort Lewis in Durango, and that first half again, really competitive, came out fast, scored, looked pretty good. Yeah. A little bit of the same story, though.
Yeah, you know, it is. And I think that's, you know, us as coaches, we meet every single day. We meet after every single game and trying to analyze that from a big picture perspective, okay? Is it something that we can control? Is there something that we can do to try to better our student athletes as they enter into that second half? And so we got to just continue to grow. You know, we got to continue to get better.
One of the things, and you brought it up here for the Spud Bowl game coming up, and that's what you're doing with your helmets this year. And one of the things I've really appreciated this year under you and Adam State and what you're doing with that football program is establishing these traditions, establishing new traditions, just really kind of creating that, you know, camaraderie and team feel.
Oh, yeah.
Adam State football.
Well, and I think that's the unique thing about our university, and a lot of universities go through this same mindset. How do we remember our past and carry forward into the future? And I think the unique glue that brings us at Adam State all together is the Adam State tradition. You could be Adam State College, you could be Adam State University, you could have a different mascot, but we've always been Adam State, and we'll always be Adam State. I love the saying that we've had, you know, great stories begin here.
Yeah.
I'm a true believer that the story continues.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Coach OG, the OG, I want to ask him about, give us some context, if you will, as you've gone through this season with the Grizzlies, and maybe a little bit of what you've said to Coach Gallen on the sidelines after. Give us a little bit of insight of how you're coaching him or mentoring your son here.
That's a great question. You know, mostly what I do is I watch and observe, and then I try to give hints and thoughts along the way. I let him do his thing, make him feel like it's his and not mine. I don't want to get involved in it as deep as some people might think. I want to stay on the periphery and help out wherever I can. It's been a difficult season in terms of wins and losses. It has. We're not going to lie about that. But we're going to come to work every day. We're going to work hard. We're going to do our best to push these young men to be the best that they can be on every single day, and not just on Saturdays. Because winning on Saturday is a byproduct of working hard during the week and during the off season.
You know, one of the things again that I really appreciate, Coach, is bringing your dad onto the staff, bringing your family, bringing your parents into Alamosa as you go through this football season. And I don't know for you how you handle that, because that's, you know, that's your parents.
Oh, yeah.
But they're right there for you, and that support has to be just remarkable.
Well, you know, they've always supported, and anybody that ever played with me or around the organization, they saw these two knuckleheads out tailgating and getting the crowd rowdy in any of our games. And so, you know, bringing them back to Alamosa is like bringing another piece back to this valley. It's been, you know, amazing. It's been fun. And talk about a wealth of knowledge. Talk about somebody that's been through up seasons, down seasons, and in between. Talk about just scenarios in which he might not understand Snapchat and TikTok, but at the end of the day, he knows football. And that's what I've been grasping from this whole situation is, all right, when I'm in that moment of having to make tough decisions, I've got a lot of great coaches on my staff that I can just pick their brains and feel confident about the decisions that we are going to make.
You know, Coach, I'm a son of a plumber, but I didn't become a plumber.
Yeah.
My father wanted me to become a plumber, but I didn't become a plumber.
Yeah.
You're the son of a coach. You became a coach.
Yeah.
How is that? Was that a natural thing? Just something that you were going to do because of your upbringing, because you're hanging out with the OG all the time?
I think so. You know, honestly, you know, I've got my little boy right now, and he's at the office, and he engages with the coaches. That's kind of what I did. You know, I grew up wanting to be a ball boy, wanting to be a football player. I was just around it. It was something that was never forced upon me. I had a little time capsule when I was in eighth grade, and I wrote on there that I wanted to be a college football coach. And so it was always something that I wanted to do. It wasn't anything forced upon me. I think I saw, you know, what my dad was and what he was doing, and I thought it was a good deed, and it was something that I wanted to do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to see the relationship the two of you have. And your mom, she's always here for this recording, for this live stream through YouTube here at the San Luis Valley Brewing. She's all, which again, you have that support.
Which
is really a great thing to see as you're establishing a football program here at Adams State here in Alamosa.
No, it is. It's not only, you know, my wife, my kids, my family, all my friends, you know, all the alums that I played with, the support's real. And I think they, and I'm real with them. I give them a full glimpse of where we're at with things. And I think everybody understands that we're not seeing the wins and losses on Saturday yet, and it's coming, but every single day we're winning.
Yeah, it's great to see the Gallus family all in on Adams State football. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, Coach, because we want to recognize RG Bank. RG Bank is excited to be the presenting sponsor of Adams State Coaches Show with Levi Gallus. Like Grizzly football, RG Bank is a team. Whether it's personal banking, business needs, or support for your farm and ranch, the RG Bank team is here to help you. Stop by one of their locations in Alamosa, Pagosa Springs, or Monta Vista and let the RG Bank team help you. Your future begins today. RG Bank, they're a member of the FDIC, equal housing lender. RG Bank says go Grizzlies. Coach, Saturday, Rex Field, a really good opportunity to get one.
Oh, yeah.
It just, you're home. You like noon kickoffs.
I love noon kickoffs.
That's your game.
Yes.
Up in the morning, eat, go out, play football.
There's nothing like eggs and bacon in first down. It's just a good atmosphere that's coming up. You know, they're going to have a long trip ahead of them. We'll see how that travel works out for them. But, you know, it's going to be great weather. They like to throw the football. We like to run the football. I think hand in hand, it's going to be a good atmosphere.
Coach OG, what has been your observations of Coach Gallus as he's worked through his first year here at Adams State? What have you seen growth-wise? What have you seen from him as you've been watching things?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm really proud of him and how he's taken this task on. He's done a very good job of organizing. He's done a very good job of maintaining a standard in many areas. He works towards keeping a constant so that the expectations are known by the players and by the coaches. And as we continue to move forward, it's going to show dividends for sure.
You know, we're going to go back to that because I want to talk a little bit more about that, but I also want to give the OG some props here for his coaching. I mean, 36 years here in Colorado as a football coach, different high schools, a variety of high schools, too, from Grand Junction. You talked about other schools you coached in the Front Range. We talked before this. You even coached at University of Southern Colorado, USC Pueblo, back in the day, and have that experience with you. As you think through that career, Coach, I don't know how you sum it up, but when you think of the different spots you've been, when you think of all the games you've played in, where's those highlights?
Ooh, highlights. There's a lot of positives along the way that I think of now and then as that come up in my mind when different situations pop up. Obviously, the successes that state championships, state runners up, going to the playoffs for the only time at one high school in Cheyenne. It has never been done before or since. Had a victory against Cherry Creek High School. That will never ever happen again because they're going to change leagues now. That Smoky Hills High School is going to get out of that league where they don't have to play Cherry Creek anymore. But there's just a number of things that have been very positive. We had some great wins in Pueblo when I was there, and one of the things I remember is coming here and staying overnight to play Adams, and I woke up in the morning morning and snow had been blowing in the door. It was snow was leaking in the room that morning. It was going to be a cold game. It was going to be exciting, but they played us tough. But it was a good remembrance.
I'm gonna flip that question a little bit, or I'm gonna flip this a little bit to Coach Gallison. Ask you. I'm assuming you played for him.
Yep.
What was that like playing for your dad? And then sounds like he's also been instrumental in helping you learn that coaching ranks.
No, absolutely. Playing for him was kind of a unique situation because he was the head coach, but I always felt like the coaches that he had hired were coaching me. You know, it wasn't, I had his ability at home and to being able to talk about plays and situations, but when I was on the field, the other coaches were coaching me. And that was what was neat about the whole situation. There was never a rare moment of you're the coach's kid. No, I think the rest of the kids understood that the rest of the assistants had full range on being able to make me run, do sit-ups, do up-downs, you know, push me as hard as I needed to go. And it wasn't this, I was just given anything. I was kind of put into that same grinder that every other student athlete was going through. From a coach's perspective, though, I don't know if there's been a Sunday during football season or multiple Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays where I was coaching somewhere else that I wasn't calling him on the way home. So, yeah, this is, again, our second stint of coaching college together, but we've been coaching college the last 15 years together. He's known about every single team and every situation going on.
Coach OG, what has been your reflections, or what are your reflections when you think of college football and what you've seen evolving at that level in your time and what you're seeing now with Division II college football as you coach here at Adams State?
Well, the one thing that just jumps into my head when you asked that question was the difference between when I played in college and these teams now. When I played in college, I played at Division I at Colorado State University, and I wasn't the biggest offensive lineman, but I know the biggest one was about 6'5 and 280. That was the biggest. These guys now are over three biscuits. They're very large human beings, and they're moving and being able to execute the same way or even better than when we played back in those times. So it's changed that way. The game is faster. The game is more wide open. The game is spread out more in terms of the alignments of offenses and defenses. The special teams are more dynamic in that they have different schemes than what we played with, because we played with the traditional alignments and so on. So the game has changed a great deal, but it's still blocking and tackling. It's running north and south, falling forward. It's teaching these guys how to block and tackle and do it correctly.
Yeah, I've watched a lot of football myself, and I have to say that I really enjoy watching Division II college football. I like Division I football, but I really enjoy going to watch Adams State in the competition that comes in here, yeah, or just watching them while they're playing if they're on the road, because I think Division II college football is really improved. It's really stepped up.
Yes, it has.
Through the years and through the last few decades.
Oh, 100%. And I think some of that's accredited to the transfer portal. Some of that's accredited to kids being able to leave and kind of bounce around. And so, you know, you might have Joey that went to Colorado State and was going to be there for 4 years, and he wasn't going to transfer. He was going to move because he knew if he left, he'd have to sit out a year. Now you can just leave and go jump on a Colorado Mesa or an Adams State and play. And so that's allowed talent to start to show a lot more at the Division II level.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing how things continue to go here.
Yeah.
You brought the OG with you as your guest, but I also want to let you give a shout out to your players of the game from last week against Fort Lewis.
Yeah, so last week we had some great individual efforts. You know, one was in our running back game as well as our receiving game, and Devin Dawkins has done an incredible job over the last couple of weeks of continuing to show up every single day and work and continue to embrace his role and getting better. Also with that, defensively, our nose, we had him on the show, what was this, like 3-4 weeks ago, Big E. He just had an amazing game on Friday or Saturday, and what he does for us at the nose guard position, constantly knowing his assignment, slanting the right way, doing what he's supposed to. And you just talk about another individual that is, I feel, is going to continue to grow every single week for us. And then obviously our punter. Our punter just, he's one of the best in the conference for a reason. And he just continues to show up every single day, perfect his craft, understand his role, and just continues to put us in good situations offensively and defensively.
I want to ask the Coach OG about Braden Biller and what you've seen from him this year and what your thoughts are just about him and the contributions he's making to the Grizzlies, Coach.
Well, I would say that Braden has done a marvelous job of coming in and embracing his position here at Adams. He's taking coaching. He listens. He adapts what he's doing to what's being asked of him. He is a leader in the special teams, the specialty areas, the punters, the kickers, the long snappers, and so on. He's a leader there in a positive sense. He brings some maturity because he is a senior, and we expect him to just do well now. It's more of, Braden's button, so we're going to get a good field position. He's going to be missed when he departs and moves on.
Yeah, it's really been fun to watch him.
Yep.
Watch him change the field position for the Grizzlies during the course of the year. That's really been a key for him and what he's done for you.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep that tradition of Adams State punters, you know, moving forward. We've had a lot of NFL and a lot of great kickers that come through this institution, and we just want to continue that.
Maybe we have another Donnie Cockcroft.
There's a name Hall of Fame.
Name that Grizzly fans may not remember, Coach OG, Donnie Cockcroft.
I remember.
Yeah.
I got a story for you.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I want to hear this.
He is the only college football player to finish his last college game and sign his NFL contract on the field.
I'll be darned. I did not know that.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to coach in the Mineral Water Bowl game in Adams State. I think it was 1966, 1968. Went and played in that game. And they showed, like, we went to the banquet and they started talking about him. And I'm like, I know who that is. And then they started telling the stories, and it's like, wow, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, Don Cockcroft, that's a great name to bring up. And it's a good name to bring up as we go into the Spud Bowl this Saturday at Rexville. It's a noon kickoff. Want to give a little bit, there's a lot of things happening at Adams State. Beyond the Spud Bowl, you have the Adams State cross country team is in Pueblo this week at Colorado State University Pueblo for the NC2A South Central Regional meet. The Grizzlies are going to be tough to beat in that one. And then we got big soccer, Coach. We got big soccer on campus.
Yeah, it's been a fun semester to already be a part of in athletics. You know, our women's soccer team won a big game. We went out as a football team to support them. It was amazing. They won 4-0. Has their best record in Division II history.
First time ever qualified, right?
First time ever qualifying. First winning record. They got Pueblo coming to town. First time hosting this Friday at 2. Going to be a great atmosphere. And then I have full faith. Those cross country runners, they come on once a week, twice a week, and run around us on the football field. They're going to go compete, and they're going to do some amazing thing. They are elite, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's fun to be part of that whole campus over there at Adams State, Coach, because you're seeing more sports here than you've ever seen here at Adams State, right?
True. Yeah, the last time I was here, there weren't that many sports, but it's neat to see the successes that go along with the hard work that they've shown.
Yeah, it's really cool to see all of those teams succeeding there at Adams State.
Oh, they
like
are.
The women's soccer team.
Well, and then volleyball's having a record-breaking year in which they're really competing right now and having a chance to do some special things in the tournament. And both men's and women's basketball are starting to ramp things up. And we know how good they are. And wrestling starting to roll around on the mat. It's just, it's fun. It's fun because there's a lot of, the athletic department is buzzing.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a very full winter, good winter at Adams State on the campus there. You want to get to Rexfield Saturday at noon, though, for the Spud Bowl game, because that one is a big game for the Grizzlies, because after that, you're on the road for your final game against South Dakota, headed that way at the end of the year. Yep. We'll be back, come back then. Before we leave, though, Coach, I want to give you a shout-out to the Grizzly Club.
No, absolutely. Got to give a shout-out to the Grizzly Club, because with all these sport teams having all this success, all of it is contributed via what the Grizzly Club is able to do. There's no better way to support football as well as our entire athletic program than joining the Grizzly Club today. Contact Caitlin Smith at 719-587-7401 or email her at ksmith@adams.edu. You
wanna,
can... Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, jump in. Be a part of this club.
I messed up. You know me, Coach.
No.
I'm always throwing audibles at you.
Hey, no, I love it. That's what makes us great.
But I really like having the OG here.
Yeah, I know.
So we want to definitely get him back, but I want to ask him your experience here one more time in terms of what you've experienced on campus, at Adams State, coaching with your son this year. We're wrapping up the season. Just summary of your time here this season for you personally.
For me personally, the beginning of the season was not easy because I had to get in shape. I had to get in shape to coach at that level for an extended period of time. There was times where I got really fatigued, but I was able to get it going, and I'm even jogging around on the field sometimes and trying to get to places quickly. So it's been fun. It's been exciting. It's been a great experience.
Yeah, it's really good to have you here, and thank you for coming here back to Adams State and helping with the Grizzlies this season. I'm sure it's been a remarkable experience for the team.
Yes, sir.
No, it's been absolutely fun, and you know, even speaking to him getting into shape, we just had to get him in the ice bath, you know, get that routine going back again. But no, it's been so much fun. It's so much fun, and excited about where we continue to grow.
Hey, this is going to wrap up episode 12 of Adams State Football Coach with Coach Levi Gallis. We're presented by RG Bank. We're live every Thursday here at the San Luis Valley Brewing Company. We'll be back next Thursday to talk about the Grizzlies' final season game as they head to South Dakota. We'll see you at Rexfield noon Saturday. As they say, go Grizzlies.
Go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
Year for many folks in Monta Vista. As the holidays approach, a lot of us are feeling tired or anxious, but good things are still happening all around us. This year alone, the Lohr Foundation has partnered with your friends and neighbors to bring more than 75 community-driven projects to life, making things a little brighter here at home. Lohr funds ideas designed and led by Monta Vista locals of all ages, no nonprofit experience required. Whether it's helping neighbors save time or money, supporting families, or creating something that brings people together, your ideas can make a real impact. All it takes to get started is a simple conversation. And once your idea is approved, most projects receive funding within 30 days. So let's close out the year stronger together. Visit lohrfoundation.org or email Yvette@lohrfoundation.org to learn more.